What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast. And I just want to say happy Juneteenth to all of us, you know, celebrating this holiday. And also, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Y'all are doing an amazing job. Continue to be in your child's life. And shout out to my father as well. Thank you for doing everything, you know, for the family. And just know that we admire your hard work. So once again, happy Juneteenth to everybody. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Season 6. True! Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And at this time, I got my special guest. This will be the last guest of season 6 of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. He is a podcast host. He has a podcast show called The Zed Show. And we're going to talk about his podcast show, life, and many more. So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Amanda from Dating Will Be the Death of Me, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I will be giving y'all the legitimate facts, quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, be you. And what I mean by that is, no matter what you do in life, always be you. Because people will accept you for you, but they're not going to accept you for being somebody else. So, be you. And that is today's legitimate facts, quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
My name is Zaya from The Zaya Show, and you are listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time, I got a special guest. You know, he is a podcast host. He got a podcast show called The Zaya Show. He got a lot going on. We'll talk about all that. We got Zaya in the building. Zaya, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing good, man. You know, crazy outside, but you are here. You're welcome to the show. It's been a long time coming.
Yes, it's been a long time coming. I've been listening to your podcast for like a good year or two and a half, so it's been a long time coming, guys. So I'm glad we're doing it.
Yeah, thank you for that, man. But first thing first, congrats on graduating, man. That is a big thing. I want to say that. Start off with that. Congrats. How does that feel?
It feels, well, in the beginning, of course, you feel like the excitement overall, but after a few weeks, kind of settle in, like, I'm actually done. So it's great still, but you know, it's the uncertainty of just like not knowing the next step, which is cool at the same time. But I'm happy I'm done with the 11:59 p.m. deadline. So I'm overwhelmed. I'm just happy. I'm not feeling post-depression. I don't know who said depression was going to hit. I'm not feeling depression at all. So.
but you already know, once again, congrats to you, man, because that is big. Congrats to you, man.
Thank you so much.
So let's start. Where are you from?
I'm from Louisiana. I'm a Southern boy. Yes, I am. I'm from, well, we're going to say for out of state people from New Orleans, but if you're from that area, I'm from like the Kenner, like basically like around the New Orleans area. So I just say New Orleans to keep it simple. So
nice. So how would you describe yourself with three words?
Ooh, that's a great. See, I was thinking this the other day, but I will say, I would say motivated, of course, because you had to get through college. I would say creative, doing a podcast, definitely have to be creative. And then I would have to say strong-willed, I don't give up easily. So those are three words I would describe myself.
Yeah, those are dope. So what is one thing that you do at your own time?
That I do on my, like, off time?
Yeah.
Okay. Other than, okay, so it's kind of like a guilty pleasure. And I feel like everybody's going to do this. I definitely watch reality TV shows on my free time. I do that. So I will watch like Dance Moms, Bring It. Like, I don't watch The Real Housewives. Like, I watch the stage moms that just get upset about their daughters not having a solo. It's very funny to me. So I've been binge watching that. As well, my off time, I do read. I do listen to a lot of podcasters. I've been digging Archie, the podcast. He's up and coming. Like, he's good. Other than that, I really just be chilling, working hard. But I listen to other creators, too, because it inspires me. So, yeah.
Dope. So, you already answered one part of this question. So, I'm going to give you the other part. What is in your headphones right now, as a music-wise?
What's my favorite? Or...
I mean, like, what you listen to right now? Like,
okay.
Like, it could be like, it could be old school or new school.
What I'm listening to right now, because it's Pride Month, I kind of feel it's biased, but I'm listening to Renaissance Beyonce on repeat all day, every day. So I've been listening to that, that album on recycle.
Dope. So now let's talk about your life journey. So how was you growing up?
So when I was growing up, I wasn't the outspoken kid. I was actually the shy kid, which is funny to everybody that knows me. They're like, oh, the shy kid got a podcast and doing well. I'm like, I know, right? So
I can relate to that.
So as a child, I grew up in speech therapy. I needed like speaking wise, I needed help with pronunciation. As well, I was very quiet, very to myself. I had to take karate. My grandparents thought taking karate would make me outspoken. It kind of did, but also made me violent. But as a kid, I was very closed off and just like kept to myself and very calm and peaceful. But as well, I did have the creative bug from me from the get-go. Like I always said, like I was creating videos either through like my secret YouTube channel. Like I remember I had like Isaiah Funny Show that I somehow found right before I graduated, which was crazy to me, but that what I was doing at that age. Like I always knew that I was meant for entertainment or like creating art or like writing stories. Like I came across my Google Docs, you know, like when you're trying to clean it out, stuff like that, because I have so much podcast content now just planned, typed up, and I see stories and I'm like, oh, you knew what you was writing then. You knew what you was doing it. Like some of these ideas, I'm like, I could morph this into something else. But I really, really loved what I did as a kid, especially like around Christmas time. I would write books, like little short stories. I was very creative, but I kept to myself. So I was like internalized, entertaining myself. So that's how I explained myself as a kid for sure. I was a cool kid, I think. I think I was a cool kid.
you know what crazy? I was also creative as a kid. I always wanted to do a lot of things, you know, music, mm-hmm. and podcasts, stuff like that. But I was shy because, you know, I had speech problems. I was like yourself.
Yeah.
Stuttering and pronouncing and stuff like that. I had to go to therapy for that as well. And also, I did karate as well. So that's crazy that we do got a lot in common. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So how all that you've been through made you the person you are today?
So my grandparents as well, my grandma, she was actually my teacher for like a good bit of my elementary year. So either like kids would think like, oh, you're the grandchild, so you get to go home and sleep. No, I got to do more work. So being young and seeing like my grandma pushing me harder to study, always be like, okay, do a little more. And I had to go to speech therapy. And you know, like during the summer, like when school's off, you go to the lessons, do that. So it just made my work ethic at that point, like, okay, like I'm used to working. So like graduating, like getting through college, I thank them, because literally like had I not had that work ethic, I would not gone to college. I would have not gone through it. Even like post college now I gotta be accountable for what I do. So like whenever I'm at work, working from home, doing a certification, doing things that I want to make happen, I gotta hold myself accountable, and that work ethic definitely helped. And then as well, seeing strong-minded women, black women and strong-minded black men representation, and just knowing that I could be anything that I wanted to be. So that was great inspiration at that time, and still at this time, you know, I'm still young. So
and you know, keep killing it, man. You're doing big thing. We don't talk a lot about you, but first thing we talk about, before you can talk about the Zaya Show, what made you inspired to become a podcast host?
That's a great question. Everybody asked me that question. And I'm just like, honestly, as crazy as shit as it sounds. So I'm going to get into the story just for you because I know this is a season finale. So if you're listening to this, you're getting the specialty. So I woke up one morning, I kid you not, in my dorm. And I already tried to do a YouTube channel, except I didn't like it because it was like, I had to edit. Like, I mean, like editing podcasts is hard, but like editing podcasts without my face all the time in it, I was like, okay, it's easier. But at that point, I was like, okay, I'm trying to do YouTube. It's not working. Now, what's another creative platform? And I kid you not, I went on YouTube and saw recommended Pod School, and I was like, okay, let me look at this. And it showed that I could start a podcast like so easy on Anchor. And I was like, you know what? And literally, I did not have a name for the show. I did not have anything. And I was like, I'm gonna record an episode. I'm gonna just do it. I'm gonna just put it out. I don't care. And so it wasn't like strategically planned at all, or like, I'm gonna come up and it's gonna be called Zaya. Like, no, at first it was called I'm So Gay Podcast. And then once I realized like everybody used that, like had the title at that time, and it also, I didn't just want to be representing LGBTQ, I want to be like a black gay representative podcaster. I wanted to appeal to different minorities. So I was like, okay, let me go by my nickname, the Zaya Show. So I didn't change it till like a few months after, but I started a podcast like just like cold, like, okay, we're gonna figure everything out. So yeah, that's how I really started. It wasn't planned at all. So yeah.
Nice. And now let's talk about the Zaya Show. Tell us about the Zaya Show.
So the Zaya Show is all about becoming your true authentic self. So recent seasons and even seasons before, I always push the envelope, giving the audience, aka Zay fam, a little more about me. So throughout the seasons, you will hear about my stories, like of the current. So like if you listen back to season 1 through 5, really, you'll hear all about my college journey. You'll hear some guys that I dated be like, oh, I think I'm gonna be with him forever. And then the next season's like, we broke up. And it's like, that is truly authentic. And then as well, I do have amazing guest stars that come on to the podcast to amplify the message, talk about the Don't Say Gay bill. I really get into representation as well for African-American community. So we had Elijah Manley. He was running as a Democrat for the House of Representatives in Florida like last year during this time. So that was big for me. So having representation, also spreading the message about becoming your true authentic self, being proud of who you are, your message, your dreams, your goals, your everything. That's really what the Zaya Show is all about, becoming the person you want to be.
No, that is really dope. And you know, I listen to your show like, you know, every week. Emma, when I started listening to your show, you was on the Michelle podcast. Mm-hmm. I listened to her show as well. And she's like, you know, check out the Zaya Show. You know what? Like, you know what? I like to listen to a lot of shows. So I like, let me check out the Zaya Show. And I like the, you know, storytelling, you know, the guests. And everything. I really like your show. And I'm in love with this, but my favorite guest on your show was your professor. I love that conversation.
That was crazy. Okay. Joe Burns. Shout out to Joe Burns, because he is literally the best because he does have a podcast too. I need to get the name for him, so that way I can promote him, because I had a lot of people be like, who's this dope professor? Because he really got a good radio voice. And I'm like, he does a lot of radio at our school, and he was known as that professor. So I was like, let me get him on the podcast, because if I get him on the podcast, I get bragging rights from everybody else, because he never did. Like, he teaches a podcast class, and he had his podcast students listen to my podcast and like figure out stuff. So I'm like, I'm dope if I got him on this shit. And then he gave me a great feedback. He's like, I love how you segue things, I love how you let me talk, all this. And I'm like, thank you for giving me my flowers. And he's like, I can see you in broadcasting. He's like, I know you're in business, but broadcast, podcast, stay with it. And I was like, that was the type of inspiration like I need to hear graduating, because it's like so much pressure to be like, okay, go to the 9-to-5 route, and the route that I'm doing is completely different, and it's a bit more rough, but you know, we're gonna stick it out as Capricorns and as podcasters. But I'm glad you liked that episode, because I loved it too. I was nervous though. That was one episode that I was really nervous for.
Yeah, no, that was a really good episode. But your show in general was good. So let my listeners know, where can they listen to your show?
So you can listen to my show on Spotify, Apple. Literally everybody listens to me on Apple and Spotify. But you can listen as well on Beaker, everywhere else, Good Pods. I'm literally everywhere. Search up the Zaya Show, you will find it. And yeah, literally search it up.
Hey, there you go. So last season, you know, I'm on social media. I read it on Twitter, on Instagram, just looking.
Yeah, showing love to everybody.
And I see a post that you posted saying, you know, season 6 was my last season. I ain't gonna hold you. I was shocked when I seen that. I was like, dang, Zaya. Like, really? I was just really stuck to listening to the show like a lot more. I'm like, dang, Zaya gonna do that to me. So my question is, what made you want to go to that decision? And then what made you want to switch that decision later? Right.
So it was very funny. Okay, so today that we're recording this was I dropped the episode with Pillow Talk. So it's the end of season 6, but I am coming back, people. So I am coming back. But at that point, it was like December. It was right after season 5. Season 5 did so amazing. I could not ask for a better season than that. And I was like, it wasn't fear of like topping that, but it was the fear of like, I don't know what's going to happen after I graduate, because I don't want to rush a season. I never wanted to like, okay, I'm going to rush this and then just throw everything out. But season 6, I was like, well, it's kind of, I started in college, so it makes sense for me to end it when I graduate. And literally everybody that I talked to, the guy I was talking to that took me to the second, he was like, that's stupid. My friends thought it was stupid. Everybody thought it was stupid all the way around. But I was like, you know, y'all don't understand, because y'all not in the podcast game. I could still coach, I could still do monetization if I want to, still repurpose stuff. But when I announced it, everybody was coming at me, like Q was coming at me, Michelle was coming at me, because I was also recording for that season. So everybody was like, this, are you serious? You're ending? And I was like, yeah, I'm ending. I think it's gonna be a good story. But then once it became time for season 6 premiere, and I was just like, I just can't end it. Like, it didn't feel right to me, because it was like, number one, I got like the way I was in December, because I thought I would have a full time, but then after being in the last semester, you start understanding like who you're about to become. And I was like, this is what I love to do, this is what I'm passionate about, and if I can make money off of this and still help people in the world, then that's my purpose. Why would I give that up just to possibly recreate a new podcast, or like, you know, go into a different space and I'm not happy? So I knew at that point, I was like, okay, let me slowly delete this, and then just let's see what happened with season 6. And season 6, I was like, okay, you know, it's gonna happen. And I recorded like I surprise dropped the episode, but then when I hit number 1 on Good Pods, I was like, oh shit, okay, I'm definitely, like, people thought, I was like, it's not numbers, y'all, because I made a decision before, but the number just classified like, okay, God put me here for a reason, and I'm doing this for a reason. And also giving people messages, like, you know, especially in a time where our country is right now with all the bullshit, honestly. Yeah. I'm like, representation is important, especially for Gen Z. So Gen Z, I'm here for you. So the podcast not ending for a while. I'm not ending, no rumors. I'm not ending at all. Probably not till 2030, you know, when I'm at 29.
Okay, dope. And happy that you did end it, because I ain't gonna hold you. I would go to end this after season 5 as well. Cause
right, it's just something about the number 5.
Because I know around that time I was going through a lot, you know.
Yes,
I just wasn't happy. But then when I said that, I was thinking about ending it, mad people like, you can't don't go, and then it hurt my last finale of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so I was so deep about it, you know, because right. I mentioned about it on that show. It just motivated me to like keep going.
Yeah,
and then this season, the season we are now, became like one of my biggest seasons, so I was like,
for real, you doing your thing. Like, whenever I seen the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, I'm like, that, like, when I first saw the name, I was like, I like that name, because it makes you come off as like a king, just like a king. I was like, nickname in my head, like, you know how Michael Jackson had the king of pop? I was like, the king of podcasts, because there's no way in hell, like, every single time I'm just like, okay, he's doing the damn thing, he's supporting this. It's like, I love how you support everybody in the game, and I really love the podcast community, genuinely. Like, I love everybody in the community, and I just can't you know, disappear. Like, Larry. Also, it was helping me. Like, I didn't know where I was going to be after I graduated. I didn't know if I was going to be home. I didn't know if I'm going to have a place to record. So it was like, how am I supposed to, you know, keep this going? But I'm like, I'm going to just do a little break. I'm going to take a little break this summer just to get my shit together, literally, and have like a cute area to record. So I'll be back in the fall. Fall, winterish. Yeah.
There you go. And we're looking forward to the new season. You're killing it, Zay. You're killing it, Zay. You know.
Thank you.
Keep going, man. So, on your show, you also talk about you coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that experience.
Coming out, I actually had a recent event happen too. Coming out for me, it was the oopsies story. I always say it's the oopsies because I was just dumb. Basically, my parents caught me watching something, which, I mean, hey, you would not want your child watching that. But at that point, it was like, okay, it wasn't accepted. And so I went through years just like, okay, just keep it under wraps in front of them. But, you know, I'm still gay. Like, I'm not, it's like a clear closet, as my friends say. It's like glass. Like, I still dated guys. Like, it was glass. But recently at my graduation, my boyfriend came to my graduation. And then he came to the dinner. Then he came to the party. And, you know, black people gonna be nosy. And my mom, she pulled me in. She's like, are you dating him? And I was like, yeah, I don't know how to respond. And she's like, okay, I accept it. And she's like, I accept it. I guess also because it's like she likes this one and he's more mature. And also he bought her the Little Mermaid bucket, so she's all over it. So I mean, hey, so my people accept it now. So yeah, that was recorded a few months ago, but now updated. Yeah, they're fine. So everybody's fine about it now. So I'm like, hey, it was a good story. Turned out it just took some years.
Yeah. And I gotta shout out to you because, you know, it takes courage to, you know, open up. Know and stuff like that, so shout out to you, and that's dope that you did that, man. Keep going, Zia.
Yes.
But also, why is it important to be a black podcaster, but also a podcaster in the LGBTQ community?
Okay. So whenever I started the Zaya show, I always knew LGBTQ fold away because of my inspirations. My inspirations that I took from whenever I went and started a podcast, once I got into the mindset like, okay, this gonna become something. I wanted to have inspiration from Tariq Ali, Archie J, very black LGBTQ community of impersonate, like, you know, people in the space. But when I started a podcast, it was very LGBTQ force, and I was like, okay, I like this, but I also feel like I put a wall up against myself where I couldn't talk about my experience as a black man. And so when I got to like season 3, I was like, okay, I'm gonna be talking a bit more about my racial experience, because I mean, like, as much as people want to put people in a box, just like one box, I wish we can. However, some of us is more than one, honey. Like, you're going to see me black before you see me gay. I'm just saying, you're going to see the skin tone before you see the rainbow. So as a black and gay podcaster, it's very important for me to show representation, because you never know who you're impacting. It might be people out there in the same shoes. Like, it's not no one person committee. Community. It's like a whole world of people like me. So it was very important for me to say I'm black too. I don't want people coming across like, oh, he don't want to be black, he don't like his in that, like, his race. Like, no, honey, I love being black. I love the South. I love, don't get me wrong, I love my culture, but also I am also LGBTQ, and I got another culture too. So I have two. So I don't want to like disinclude anybody else, because our voices are very important, especially in the African American and LGBTQ community as well. So yeah.
There you go, man. You know, shout out to you, Zay. You, like I said, you killing it. I go. But you killing it, man. You killing it too. I try.
There's the guy that's always on top on the charts.
I try. But even though I be at the top of the charts, it's still more work to be done. I never stop there. I always want to.
Of course.
Only way to be done, no matter what.
I just love that the black people are taking over. Can we just talk about that for a minute? I'm just gonna say it, because I mean everybody's that I saw that came up, I'm just like, why are the black pock out of nowhere? And I love it. I'm like, all of us taking over, like, god damn. Okay. There are several, like, in the personal journals, like, especially in society and culture genre. I'm like, yes, black people, like, I'm excited, and I love it. I listen to most of them, so I'm loving that. You know, the black podcasters getting their time to shine right now, as we should. So,
and I'm not gonna hold you. When I started joining the pod, I believe was 2021. There was no black podcast on the charts at all. At that time went on, Red Dove got on there, and then that would be me to go on it. And now Society Culture and Personal Journal, you see what WTS on it, see the things about us, you see you.
Yep.
See my bro Star Time Body, my other show Premier Boy, and more.
Yeah. Like, because you do so many shows, I'm like, god damn, like, when do you get a break? In my head, I was like, when do he get a break to just, like, you know, because as podcasters, we need a little moment to breathe. So I'm like thinking about your moment to breathe.
I know. Let's just say when my main show is done, I do my team show, and then I think it's produced on my friend's show. So it's never done work for me, but I do take breaks when I can.
I'm glad. Okay, good.
But shout out to all the Black podcasters, though. Yeah, I just got to shout them out.
They're dope.
They are. They definitely need more credits, so I'm gonna shout them out. You know, 12th Street Talk Back. No, Chronicle of Virgo.
Psychopath. Oh yes. What's the other one? I'm trying to think of it. So, is it a white pant? It's W. I only know the acronyms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like white pants.
Yeah.
He's dope.
All of them are dope.
All of them.
Let's continue to work together and just grow together. That's what matters for real.
Absolutely.
So, as a podcaster, what is your biggest challenge?
So my biggest challenge right now as a podcaster, because I feel like podcasters, there's never just that one thing. Sometimes the challenge dissipates. Yeah. My challenge before I started season 6 was finding my voice. Well, I know my voice, but also finding how I could make my voice transition from outside of the college stories. So now that I'm done with school and that my contract is up with the university that I worked for, I can actually talk about different things than I ever did before. So now it's like, as a challenge, finding new topics to talk about, because I don't want to be repetitive in season 7. I want to give a new approach, like, okay, Zaya's grown now. So we're going to be talking about bills. We're going to be talking about, like, so it's very different and it's a good challenge to have. So it's just pushing me outside of my box, my comfort zone. So new topics to talk about. So yeah.
Yeah, that I ain't gonna hold you. Coming up with topics is hard.
Coming
up with topics is hard. So, what is your goal for your podcast show, and what do you want audience to get out of it?
So, the goal for the podcast, at this point, I want to bring. Okay, I say like I want to give the Zaya Show a facelift, because the thing is, I started this podcast during school. I did not have that much time. I also worked, so really, like, as much time that I did with it, I'm very surprised. So I really just want to see what happens when I give my all to it. So seeing how things going to happen. Yes, merch is coming. So just seeing like how much time I have now, and it's sigh of relief, and that's why I'm probably not depressed about graduating or like not having school again, because now it's like I get to focus on my baby that I literally grew up. So just seeing where the podcast go, getting to do live events now. I'm gonna be at in Cleveland next month for the 4C conference. You're going?
Unfortunately, no.
But getting to do live events and also getting to actually see podcasters and going out is something that I really want to do. So that's the goal for the podcast. And then something I want my listeners to take away from is really just, even though throughout my story, I just want them to either laugh or to be inspired. I don't ever want them to feel sad, because there's so much sadness in the world. Just so much, like, I came and watched the news at some point. So I really just either want them to laugh at like how dumb or how childish my stories are right now, or I want them to feel inspired and just be like, I could do that. If Zaya did that, I could do that. I could break it off with that dude too.
And you know, like I said, you're doing a good job, Zaya. You're doing a good job. So if you could interview anybody, you know, any, could be a celebrity or not celebrity, who is your dream guest? Name three people.
Okay. I feel like I would do justice for these three, and they're all celebrities. I would love to do Beyonce, because I'm a Beehive. However, I'm not going to stand too hard, but I'm going to ask the questions that nobody else would ask. I'd be like, so what was your inspiration? You know, stuff like that. As well, I would love to interview Britney Spears, especially after the conservatorship. I feel like since I am part of the army, I will represent us well. Just hear me out, Britney Spears. If you're out there, you know, listening, I could do your interview. I'm from Louisiana. You know, I could come up to your little neck of the woods. We could go out for food, and then, you know, I'll make you comfortable. And then the third one, that's okay. If I have to interview another, I'm gonna say Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan, even though, like, I find him attractive, but I really would just like to talk to him, like, genuinely.
Yeah.
I might get lost in his eyes, so.
All them are good picks. I know the Prince Spin one. That would be an interesting one.
That would be an
interesting one.
That will be 3 hours long, y'all.
I'll for that one. But you know, not only that you graduated, you actually got a new role. You are a social media manager mm-hmm. at Optimus Radio.
Yep.
First thing first, congrats to you on that. No.
Thanks.
Let's talk about how did that come together? And okay. Explain what the role is.
Okay, so basically social media manager, for people that don't know, I graduated in marketing. What a coincidence. So I'm very well, I have great knowledge in like content marketing, so like how to get your numbers up, all that good stuff. So I already got the background and, you know, the degree, girl. So as well, I have an emphasis on social media and advertising. So I know when the opportunity came up, actually it was like, okay, I just want to build the presence of the Oakland's radio network, build up representation, you know, getting it more out there on social media. And so, because I did the March to the Record book with them, and she was very much more like, okay, I know you're about to graduate, so I want to hit you up first. Which I appreciate. Thank you for hitting up the, you know, the graduates, because the job market sucks. But I was like, okay, let me think about it, you know, have to go through everything. But I recently did 2 interviews. Like, I already knew I was going to have the job in May, because I went with my gut, because I was like, it just would feel right for me just to have this role, just to really get to, like, not only build a resume, of course, sure, yeah, but also I get to do what I love, and that is working with creators and working with podcasts. And there has not been a dull moment other than just like me not having enough coffee just to push out. But I get, so basically what I do is I'll create content, create captions, you know, find new things for us to do graphics wise really get to be creative and have like the creative control that I always wanted to have. So really getting to be creative, make videos promoting the network, it's amazing. So that's basically what a social media manager does. So yeah. But yeah, the opportunity came up like around like April, May, so like right around the time when I'm about to graduate. So I was like, that's God right there. That was God.
Yeah, and yeah, once again, congratulations. That's amazing, man. Keep doing your thing, bro. So, as you know, we are in a pandemic. We are doing a pandemic. Yeah. So
I still feel like I'm in a pandemic.
Yeah. So, what I have to ask you is, how did the pandemic affect you, and what did you learn from it?
So the pandemic hit at a unique time for me. So it came, like, let's say, be honest, it was like end of 2019, and my birthday is like January 2nd. So I was in my freshman year of college, so I was experiencing everything, like, you know, it's a new chapter. So when COVID hit, it was like it cut, like it came to a screeching halt, like of what I thought my college year would be. And so I came back home and I was dating this guy. And you know how those goes. And he was upperclassman, of course. But yeah, I got cheated on at that point. And then also I was doubting like what I wanted to study, because I was in business administration, but it didn't feel right. So really when I went into COVID, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know anything. We did not know what the future was going to hold. We did not know we was going to be out of it by 2023. I was thinking of other ways to get money just in case college was going to be on screech halt. And then as well at that point, I just started to realize how much people really are there for you. Because yes, like, people are there for you, and I feel like in our society we want to always be around people. You always want to go out to eat, you always want to go out to clubs, you always want to do this. And during COVID, you didn't have nobody other than your family. But other than that, you ain't got nobody. So I just learned from COVID and for the pandemic to really take time for myself, and knowing that I'm not afraid to be by myself. So it helped me now, since I'm in post-grad moment, I don't talk to my friends all the time. I'm glad I don't, because I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm glad they're getting their jobs, getting their money, and I'm glad I'm doing my thing. And that's how it's gonna be, and that's the world that we live in now. So having people not talk to me 24/7 is great. I love it. I love my peace now. So thank you, COVID, for preparing me for post-grad life. So I know it was a sad time, but now looking back, I'm like, ooh, I don't mind being by myself again.
Yeah, and it was a crazy time, you know. I had a crazy time. I spoke about it on the show a couple of times, but yeah, but I guess we're getting better. Yeah. So I guess that's a good thing. But let's get to more brighter notes. Let's get to more brighter things. So, what is your dream venture? Something that you always want to do?
Ooh, Ooh, something that I always wanted to do. And I always, okay, I am actually talking about doing things in the future since I got all this free time with brand, possibly management. I really want to start, I feel like I will be a great person to do this. I really want to start my own fragrance line. Mm. I feel like I will, I personally, me, if you know me, I always smell good. I know it's hard to smell through this camera screen, y'all, but I genuinely tell y'all, I smell good, as all my friends. Either a fragrance line, I used to, or like, either fragrance or like a sweater line. I feel like sweaters would be on brand for me, just like, I always wear sweaters or like, you know, shirts, so. Yeah, but I feel like fragrance will be, I would love to venture into fragrance. I have a fragrance line. That'll be nice. Yeah.
That would be dope. For real. That would be. So what are the projects that you got going on that you have not mentioned yet?
Okay, so I've been working on a lot of things, hence why I've been quiet on the gram and everywhere else other than dropping episodes left and right, and I do feel so I've actually am rebranding the Zaya Show, so I'm not leaving y'all. I am just rebranding. So it's still gonna be the same color palette, same vibe, same aesthetic. It's just that I want to make sure moving forward with the podcast that I want to move it into, I want to move it into a business model. So I'm just taking more steps as a business, you know, graduate. I'm just making sure I got my ducks in a row, so when I come back out and want to do partnerships, I can do them. So just working on that. And then as well, I'm working with Omplins Radio, of course, as social media manager. And then as well, I'm working on, okay, you get exclusive tea. I'm working on a potential second podcast.
Oh, okay.
So that's exciting. I don't know when that's going to happen because we're still in the early stages. So we're still having meetings about that, talk about that. I think it's a great idea. We're all excited about it, but you know, you never know. You never know with projects. So right now, still in the planning phase. And once we get into the test run, y'all hear about it. And then as well, I'm working on my vlog series. So Zaya's World. So even though I'm not recording episodes, y'all gonna see my life. So I know I'm gonna be starting vlogging once I get to Cleveland. I feel like that'll be the best first episode, like, okay, behind the scenes of how the hell I'm gonna get to Cleveland. So yeah, a vlog series and second podcast as well, and then also working on merch. So I'm working on merch, different vibe, so I'll post them for polls, votes, so because I'm not about to make something that's people not gonna like. So
yeah.
And then also, I'm working on a Christmas special. I know it's so early for Christmas, y'all, but because I'm really passionate. I love Christmas. Everybody knows I love Christmas. So I'm working on a special project for Christmas. It's probably going to be a film. I'm really hoping it comes in out to be a short film because I really want to keep the acting bag on me. But yeah, so I'm working on several things right now. So even though I'm in my A, y'all, I'm still working. Also, I'm working on getting an apartment. Let's keep it real. I'm working on getting an apartment. So yeah, those are things I'm working on.
Nah, you're killing it. That's a lot. You're killing it. You know, keep doing amazing things. Keep right? going, man. Just keep going, man.
I just need to do an album next, and then I'll be tied for.
Back. I feel you. I feel you on that.
Shit, I told Roy. I was like, Roy, dude, like, I know you make good music, but just let me in the booth one time. I just need one.
I mean, anything possible.
Anything's possible with autotune.
That's fact too. So what do you have to say for anybody going to send out, you know, with the podcast, graduation, everything they're doing? Get them, say something inspirational.
If they're in the same footsteps as me or inspired.
Yeah.
Okay. What I would say to people in that model. So if you're going to college, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and be like, it's great. It's what you make it to be. So if you're going into college and you know, like, you're not going to come out as the same person. And I know it sounds corny, people that are probably going to college right now, but you're not going to be the same person. You're going to change it up. And I really just want to tell people, be open to change. If I was not open to change, I would not have a podcast, because I would be like, podcast? Wouldn't podcasts go out of style? Podcast back, boo. So just be open to change. I've always been an actor. So going into just like audio format all of a sudden, be open to change. And then as well, love on people. It's so like, you do your service, you do your energy detrimental when you just hate on people. I mean, I hate on people too, but you got to hate for them from afar. But if you keep talking about the person over and over, what you giving yourself? And then as well, no dream is a dumb dream. I don't care if you want to fly with the unicorns. Any dream is possible if you put your mind to it. And don't tell people your business all the time. I know in college, would not tell people. Like, okay, you could tell people like when you make a good grade. But nobody wants to hear about, like, for example, whenever I hit number one or when I've been a good positive team pick, I'll tell my friends that genuinely care about me, but I would not go around telling people. So you got to keep things to yourself so that way you could protect your energy and make sure you protect your confidence, because sometimes people are envious of you.
That's a fact.
As my boyfriend say. But yeah, that's my inspiration. But there's going to be a lot of sleepless nights. But just know when you get that paper, it's going to be worth it because you'll be done. It'll look good on the resume, but I just want to say to all my people that are in college thinking, oh, you know, I can finish over at college, is at your pace. Whatever, if you want to speed it up, speed it up. If you don't want to speed it up, it's okay. So that's what I'll say for people.
There you go.
And do it for you, not for your parents.
That's a fact too.
Because the loans ain't it.
That mean not, man. But Zay, before you go, we're going to play a segment game.
Okay.
We're going to play a segment game called Five Random Topics. Ask you five random topics. It could be short or long, or however you want to listen, however you want to say it. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm competitive.
All right. I think you might answer this already, but what is your favorite album of all time?
Five favorite albums?
Well, You can name five.
Okay, because I'm a music head. I'm going to say Thriller by Michael Jackson, Butterfly by Mariah Carey. The third one would have to be SOS by SZA. Number four, it would have to be, I'm really trying to think. Whitney Houston. What was that? What was the third album with Shoe? That one.
Oh, yeah,
that's a good one. And then as well, five would have to be... I'm trying to think. Oh my gosh, Britney Spears.
No. You know what? Let me answer this too. I didn't prepare for this.
I didn't prepare myself for this at all.
All right. So one, of course, Thriller. Of course, I gotta add that. Mm-hmm. Off the wall. Number two. Confessions. Usher.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I had it in my head. Outkast. Speak About the Love Below.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one more. Stevie Wonder. I forgot the album called. Dang,
he got one of
the
people, a lot.
Yeah, he have a lot. it's the one that got. It's the one I forgot. The key of life. I think that's what it's called. The key of life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, another good album that I definitely slept on is 8701 by Usher, because can you help me, that song, I'm just like, that's been on repeat for me. I'm an R&B nerd.
You're not the only one. I love R&B too, so
R&B, hip-hop, R&B. people get crazy when, because I remember I posted something on my Instagram about like a picture but except with like some rap music, and everybody's like, you listen to Lil Durk? And I'm like, yeah. Y'all think Zaya from the Zaya Show is just listen to pop music? No, I listen to hip-hop. Surprise people.
I listen to hip-hop too.
I mean, to everything. Not too, country, man. Though I hate country. I'm sorry. Country, no rock music. I'm sorry. Call me biased. I'm sorry.
Maybe a few artists.
Maybe a few.
Yeah,
but not everybody.
Right. What's the last movie you watched? It could be from the movie theater, or it could be like on streaming several TV.
Technically, the last movie I saw was Super Mario Bros. For the second time, because I really love that movie. But the last one that I saw in the movie theaters is The Little Mermaid. I totally supported Hailey Bailey. Hailey Bailey, she's just amazing. I love her and her sister Chloe.
Fact, me too. It's funny, Little Mermaid was the last movie I saw in the movie theater too. So
I really want to see Spider-Man though.
Me too. Yo, me too. Yo, I got me too. Though. Me too.
I need to get there.
That's a fact. Me too. What is one TV show that got canceled but wish they brought back?
Damn. Shit. I know they just canceled the show, and I know I'm gonna sound like crazy on it, but it's children don't watch this. It's on Netflix and it's called Sex Life. So basically it's about a wife, well, a woman that's married to a man that has a perfect picture. She's white, of course. And basically she has her ex-flame that comes back in the picture, and she's like a sex, like she's slowly becoming a sex addict. It was such a good show because it shows like how addiction could really hurt like friendships and relationships. And then her friend stabbed her in the back and took the husband. I was like, oh, and they ended after two seasons. I was so mad. It was called Sex Life. Definitely watch it, y'all. I didn't even finish watching season two. Also, that's another thing, college. You don't get to watch TV as much. So all my college students sitting on the couch and watching TV, I don't blame you because I should be doing that right now.
I saw the trailer for that. I never watched it, but I saw the trailer.
It's real
for
good.
I'm going to check that out. For me, they were supposed to come up with a reboot for this, but then they canceled it. Degrassi. I don't know.
It's going to come out with a reboot for Degrassi already?
Originally, yeah. They're supposed to come out early this year, originally. HBO Max. Yeah, but they canceled it. They canceled that. Like, dang. When I heard that, like, damn. I was upset about that.
They should cancel The Weeknd's new show, because I just saw the first episode, and I'm like, this is so... What the fuck?
Hold on. What show?
Idol? The Idol with The Weeknd?
Oh, I didn't know that was his show. I see.
It is his show. he's a star in it. He produced it, too. It's so weird. Like, they had Johnny Depp's daughter. I forgot her name. But she was doing, like, a whole, like, masturbation scene for, like, 10 minutes. It was, like...
Oh, wow.
The Weeknd.
It's crazy. I saw posters of it, but I didn't know what it was. Like, with The Idol? What? I didn't pay no mind.
It's crazy. I still don't understand the show. Like, you will not understand the show after watching it one time. Being honest. People probably going to agree with me on that.
No, I agree. Yeah, you got to watch it at least 3 times to really understand the show sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What's your favorite food?
Ooh, favorite food. See, I'm kind of biased right now because, you know, I love a good pizza, good supreme pizza. Mm. But what I ate different, actually, this weekend, because my boyfriend made it for me, it was like a salmon sushi roll. Like, I'm not a big sushi person, but after that sushi, I was like, this is real good. I guess also because it was cooked and not raw, so yeah, I'm kind of on the sushi train right now, so I want more sushi.
Yeah, I'm a foodie, so I like food a lot.
But I'm a foodie too.
I'm about to say, I call soul food me, Thai food, and pizza, of course. Yeah,
no question. That's a no-brainer, especially coming from the South. That's what you eat.
That's a fact. No, that's a fact. Same here, son. Same here. And last one, who is your favorite actress and actor?
Favorite actress and actor. My favorite actress, of course I could say Hailey Bailey, but I'm gonna name another one. I would say I'm really trying to think of her name. Angela Bassett.
Yeah, of course.
She's a great, like, she's been in so many movies that defined my childhood. I'm like, how the hell she didn't win an Oscar yet? But anyway, favorite actor, I would say Will Smith, and then as well, I would say Michael B. Jordan. I'm a name too, because, you know, I like, we got too much talent. I'm sorry. We just got too much talent.
You know, crazy. I'm going to agree with you on both. Favorite actor, definitely is like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Also favorite.
Because really, Michael B. Jordan becoming, like, honestly, from a person looking at it, I'm like, I don't want to say taking a place of where Will Smith, but ever since that slap, it's like they put Michael B. Jordan on a more pedestal. Yeah, am I the only one that's seeing that?
I noticed, I actually kind of do notice that too.
It's like they promote him more, especially after Creed 3, especially with the, I felt bad for the other dude, but I was like, why you fucked it up like that? You couldn't have just, you know, the movie premiere, but you just had to beat that chick up. That's going to be on season 7. I could talk about that on season 7.
There you go. Also, I'm going to add Denzel as well.
Denzel Washington paved the way for everybody.
Yeah.
So I said it.
Yeah, actress, of course, Angela Bassett. Mm-hmm. I upset that she didn't win the Oscar yet. She could have won twice.
Absolutely.
But that messed up that she didn't. I know somebody else. It's somebody else. I can't even think right now. But yeah, it's a
Viola Davis, always. Mm-hmm. Viola Davis.
Yes, definitely.
And then also Gabrielle Union. And then Nia Long.
Oh, definitely.
See, you could tell which sitcoms I watched. Yeah, also, Brandy. Brandy's coming back into her acting back too. So I'm like, Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the 90s and the 2000s type of shows.
You're not the only one, man. But Isaiah, thank you for coming to the show, man. It was good talk. It was really good talking to you, man.
It was really good talking.
Yeah, you were really killing everything, you know, the Isaiah show, Ultimate Radio and everything, you know. I look forward to everything you're about to do. And congratulations on everything you're doing. And thank you for coming on, Isaiah.
Thank you so much, Ken. You know, the gentleman, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. It's a great honor to be on your podcast and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for all the love and support. I see it. I see it for everybody else. And just as a podcasters, I'm guest speaking for all podcasters from behind me. We appreciate you too and everything that you do. You are the king in my eyes. You're the king of the podcast right now. So podcast game. So, I'm just going to say it. I mean, if y'all want to fight me on it, Isaiah for the Isaiah Show said it. So, I didn't say I'm the king.
I appreciate that. I don't think I know where they're the king yet, but it's going to take time. But I appreciate that for real. That really means a lot, man. That really means a lot. So, Isaiah, before you go, drop your social media where they can reach you and drop everything you do, man. This is your time.
Okay. So, guys, be prepared for a call to action. All right. So I am mainly on Instagram. So you can follow me at the_Zaya_show. So you're going to spell Zaya, Z-A-Y-A. Some people spell it wrong. I don't know. As well, you can look up the Zaya Show on YouTube. I do have some episodes that are in video format. So if you want to see the episode with me and Michelle in video format, I love Michelle. Shout out to Michelle, girl. Love her. You can see episodes like that as well. If you look me up on Spotify, I have all the episodes there. Definitely follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Twitter is at Zaya Show. Keep up to date because sometimes I do be dropping some surprises that only the Zay fam will see. And then as well, look up the Zaya Show. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on Google. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple. I'm currently on a hiatus right now from season 6. So check out season 6 from season 1 to season 6 and see the evolution and get ready to hear this Mr. As my boyfriend said, the man talk for season 7. Okay.
Yeah, there you go, Zaya. And thank you for coming on again. And we'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Mally Mel. And we talk many topics. From politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody. Because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mel. This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Benjamin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. Cheer! I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, Zaya, from the Zaya Show, for coming to the show. Bro, you are doing amazing things. Congrats on finishing up season 6. And I am looking forward to season 7 and everything that you're about to do. You definitely have a bright future in this podcast game. And I know that you're going to kill it. So once again, thank you, Zaya, for coming on the show. And y'all already know where I'm at every Sundays and Thursdays on Myth the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You can check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Heart Radio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show. 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Myth the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Spinoff series of Myth the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. and spinoff series Thursdays every Thursdays at 12 p.m. where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m. We have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. And we have The Old School Show with myself and The Star Rider Ride every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. So check out Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. Y'all can also check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast with myself, Aaron Kingston Sands, The Star Rider Ride, Long Live the Chief Money Mel. New episodes every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. New episodes every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Y'all can check out other shows from the Premier Powerverse. We got King Talk with Aaron Sands, hosted by Aaron King Talk Sands, every Friday at 12 p.m. Star Time Podcast, hosted by The Star Rider Ride. Season 1 just ended, and I am on the Season 1 finale of Star Time. And y'all can check that out every Monday at 12 p.m. And look out for the new show on the Premier Powerverse, The Bridge Podcast, hosted by Long Live the Chief Mighty Mel. Season 1 premiere in the summer of 2023. So look out for that and all of the show from the Premier Powerverse. Support us, y'all. And if you want to be a guest on Myth the Gentleman Like That Podcast, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, KenYPGENT@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, KEN_Mr. MR, Gentleman, GENTLEMAN. And I am looking for guests for season 7. So, you know, hit me up and we can set something up. At this time, time to do Myth the Gentleman Like That shout out, where I shout out 5 shows and we give them their flowers. And last week, Myth the Gentleman Like That shout out, we had Bet the House Podcast, Wine Night Podcast, 614, This Can't Be Life, What the F is Nana, and It's a Hard Night Life Podcast. Check out the 5 shows from last week, Myth the Gentleman Like That shout out. And this week, we got 5 new shows for the Myth the Gentleman Like That shout outs. And the first show that I will be mentioning is Well That Instant Podcast, hosted by Jill. And this is a very interesting show with many interesting topics. And y'all can check this show out. Well That Instant, y'all can check it out right now. The next show that I will be mentioning is The Bromigos, four guys discussing many topics in a very unfiltered way. So check out The Bromigos every Mondays. The next show that I'm going to talk about is The God and Gee Show, hosted by Alan P. Paul, where he discussed many podcast tips and interviewed many guests on the show. This is a really cool show. Check this show out. The next show that I will be discussing is Unfortunate Whores Podcast, formerly known as The Ladies Night Podcast, hosted by Jennifer from What I Had Her Podcast, Tabby from the Gary Tapu Podcast, which will for me know as the Happy Hour Podcast, and Lisa from Designated Quizzer Podcast. You know, they discuss many variety topics, and this show caught my attention when I first heard of it. And they also, this have an interesting name, so check out Unfortunate Whores Podcast as well. And last show that I'm going to mention is Suffolk's Black Podcast. You know, 3 black women discuss many topics in the black community. And this is a really cool show. This show do not have no more new episodes, but go back and check out all the old episodes, because this is a really good show. And check out the 5 shows on this week. Myth the Gentleman, Like That Shoutouts, Well That Interesting, The Bromigos Podcast, The God and Gee Show, Unfortunate Whores podcast and the Suffolk Black podcast. Check out the 5 major shows right now. And that is this week, Mr. Gentleman, Lifestyle Shoutouts. Y'all already know, add me on Good Pods, Kim, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know, Good Pod caters to many independent podcasters. Y'all can listen to each other's show. You can see what everybody listening to. And we have the charts. And at this time, we got the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we put a spotlight on everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast had achieved. And of course, we got the Good Pod charts. For top 100 shows, we are number 3 for the normal charts and number 2 for the indie charts. For society and culture, we are still number 1. And we've been number 1 for 16 days. And also, we are also on the top 100 episode charts. Number 3 on the normal charts and number 5 for the indie chart for the last episode with Lexi London. So once again, thank you everybody that been always supporting and listening to Mr. Gentleman like the podcast. It really means a lot. And I continue to support the show, because every support that y'all put into the show, it really means a lot. So, and once again, thank y'all for that. Check out the official website of Mr. Gentleman like the podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. We are listening to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Y'all can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Check out every guest profile to who everybody have been on the show. Just added Isaiah's profile, so he added one on the website now. 62 guests ever that have been on Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Thank you all y'all for really coming to the show. Y'all can check out every guest appearances that I've been on. The latest episode with on Star Time Podcast will be added on the website. And also buy merch of Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket. You gotta buy it on tpublic.com, or you gotta buy it through the merch. You know, support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast by buying merch, sharing the show, telling a friend, rating, leaving a good comment, and everything, man. You know, any support means a lot. So for that, thank you everybody that takes the time to listen and always supporting Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Next week is the season 6 finale of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. The next move, part 2, where we recap season 6 as a whole. We discuss every trial, tribulation that's been going on in my life. And we have season 7 announcement, meaning how many episodes we're going to have. Will some season 7 be my last season? When will be the release date? And many more. So check out for the season 6 finale of Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket next Sunday at 12 p.m. Also, the season 3 premiere of the Old School Show with myself and the star writer Rod next Thursday at 12 p.m. So yeah. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
My name is Kendra Crump, and you are listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.